From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The rally in stocks that began on Wall Street is spreading to foreign markets today. The surge in U.S. stocks followed a pledge by Federal Reserve policymakers to hold short-term interest rates at near zero for the next 2 years. Economist Robert Bruska says the Fed statement is a sign the central bank sees little risk of inflation, but also little likelihood of rapid economic growth for the foreseeable future.
What the Fed is trying to do, I think, is in its policy deliberations, is to try to reassure us that it knows more than it does and that it has the ability to help us more than it can, so that we will feel confident and we will act with more confidence, and that will help to bring the economy up.
Fed policymakers acknowledge that economic growth this year has been considerably slower than they had expected. NPR's Tom Gelton in Madrid reports stocks are gaining ground on European markets today.
Some investors here are taking their cues from Wall Street. The other positive development has been the so far successful effort by the European Central Bank to help Spain and Italy with their borrowing costs. The ECB seems to be buying Spanish and Italian debt. For the third day in a row, the interest rates on Spanish and Italian government bonds has dropped. The question is whether this move can be sustained. It's likely to cost a lot of European money. Many German politicians are already saying they don't approve. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Madrid.
Even with Tuesday's rally on Wall Street, many investors remain queasy. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. And Paul, what are financial experts telling us?
Well, Craig, most economists and investment analysts still say stay with stocks. Now, for example, I've spoken with Gary Clayton of Northern Kentucky University. He specializes in helping individuals understand the world of finance, and he operates a website focused on that.
I think the thing to take away from this is not to panic. While the markets can go crazy in a day or two, there's really not much the small investor can do. I think it's just the type of thing you have to sit out and take the long view on.
Does history tell us that this market will eventually recover?
I think it does. And equity markets have always done well. They've done better than bond markets. They've done better than any other type of market.
And Gary Clayton also says that despite market gyrations, he's optimistic about the overall economy long term.
And the reason for that is that the economy has an ability to repair itself and to recover.
Craig, he says he thinks the real damage to the economy is being done by politicians who can't compromise for the overall good of the country.
That's NPR's Paul Brown in Washington. President Obama and top administration officials were on hand at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware as the bodies of 30 U.S. troops killed in the downing of a helicopter in Afghanistan were returned to the U.S. The military is investigating the incident. The state Senate in Wisconsin remains narrowly under Republican control after GOP lawmakers won 4 of 6 recall elections. 2 Democratic incumbents face recalls next week. This is NPR News from Washington. A heavy police presence in London has kept that city mainly quiet overnight, but there was violence and looting in other British cities, such as Manchester, where a gang of young people trashed cars. Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron says the rioters and looters are
people allowed to feel that the world owes them something and that their actions do not have consequences. Well, they do have consequences.
Cameron says police will do everything necessary to restore order, including the possible use of water cannon to control crowds. Larry Miller has more on the uprising.
Gangs of roving masked young people looted and set fire to stores and cities to the north and west of London, including Manchester, Birmingham, Salford, Liverpool, Wolverhampton, and Gloucester. Manchester's Assistant Chief Constable, Gary Shewan.
They have nothing to protest against. This has been senseless violence and senseless criminality on a scale that I have never witnessed before.
For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
An Army soldier accused of plotting to attack soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, has been indicted on 3 criminal counts. Matt Largy of member station KUT in Austin says Private First Class Nasser Abdo is being held without bail. So far, he has not entered pleas in the case.
He was arrested at a motel not far from Fort Hood 2 weeks ago. Authorities say he had enough materials to make 2 bombs and that he admitted plans to bomb a restaurant popular with Fort Hood soldiers. Abdo faces up to 10 years in prison for each of the 3 charges against him.
That's reporter Matt Largy in Austin, Texas. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.